This is Flash at the Drop-In a Coil Show with Larry Woods and Rob Works of TheRealLibertyMedia.com. Ha ha ha. Anyway, hey Grim, look at us. Are we on? Can you hear us? How's that? And we got for the I guess we should upgrade bodies. We could call them booties, but I don't know. Well, I'll just stick with the old shit. The bots and bodies in the chat room for your typing entertainment are: we got Barman Beetle Grimner, Moose Girl Kate Anti underscore, he's double dip. Asmo Circulo, hello, Duh Me Frumpy, The Ghost of Dawn, Meister Brow, Prince Rob Works, that's you. Trust number one. Vanna White, Weather Dark, Phantom, CC66, Chaskara, Chloe Singular, Cyborg Noodle, E-Man, M-Civ, Grommet, A Bubbler, J's Nines, J's Kiss underscore, Matt WJ2002, Pone Sauce, Sock Puppet, Smart Ass, and the Holy Roger. And those are the people logged in for your typing entertainment. And I believe it's Rob Works tonight that has a burning story to teach us all. Right, Rob?
Just a topic.
Take it away, Rob Works.
So, the whole premise of the show is energy and electricity and stuff. So I figured we'd go down to the basics and try to, I know most people have a general basic understanding of electricity and what it is. But most people think of electricity as something that's similar to water. It runs through wires like water runs through pipes. But most people don't have a clue what it really is. What is an electron and what's the relationship between electron and magnetism? Because you can take a magnet and run along a wire, or spin it inside of a coil and it'll generate electricity. Or you can take electricity and run it through a coil and it'll create a magnet. So I'd like for Larry to just give us a basic physics lesson on what is electricity.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Oh. Well, that's it. Then. Flash, it's all you now.
That's it. See you next week, that's everybody. It.
Hope y'all enjoyed the show.
Well, electricity is the exchange of electrons through a conductor. That's the book.
Okay.
That's when, according to the book, it's when there are an uneven number of electrons in the outer valence of an atom. Okay, copper only has one electron in the outer valence. Therefore, according to the book, that electron jumps from one atom to the next, and that's electron flow. Well, I don't believe that, naturally.
That's where, the mainstream science.
Explained. Yeah, that's mainstream. What I feel is, first of all, the atomic bond is too great to pull an electron off of the outside of an atom and move it to another atom. When you do that, that changes what the next atom is, because it now has two electrons in the outer valence.
Right.
So I don't believe that it actually exchanged. I believe that there is that when electricity is flowing, I think that's the interaction between those atoms and their vibrational frequency. I don't believe that it's one atom jumping to another atom, or one electron jumping to another atom.
Yeah, because like you said, atoms are made up of protons, neutrons, and electrons. And basically, the configuration of those things determine what the actual element is. And so, right. Like, hydrogen has one electron. That's why it's the lightest substance there is.
And it's highly electric.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and hydrogen is a byproduct of a plasma event. That's why the sun puts off hydrogen. Oh. It's not an atomic explosion happening. If you look at a solar flare, when it comes off of the sun, there's a cold spot on the sun. That's not an atomic reaction. If it were, the closer you got to the sun, the hotter it would be. Yeah.
Right.
So that's not an atomic reaction. That's a plasma reaction with a spark coming off of it.
Mm-hmm. So it's an electrical event, not an atomic explosion.
Yes. And not only that, after all these billions of years, that atomic mass would have been used up.
Right.
So I really don't have the same opinion as most folks on what these things are.
It makes sense what you're talking about. Like, if electrons were moving, that would be changing the nature of the substance of a copper wire, in most cases, what we're talking about. You know, if electrons are moving around, that's changing what those atoms are.
Oh.
You know, if you take away an atom or an electron from an atom, it becomes something else. That's what happens in nuclear reactors.
Yeah.
You know?
Changing the material, yeah.
Yeah. You put in one substance and you get two or three others come out the other side after the reaction.
Right. So let's go a little bit deeper in this. When everything that there is, it has three properties that I call the Holy Trinity. It vibrates. Because it vibrates, it creates electricity. Because it creates electricity, it creates magnetism. That's the Holy Trinity.
Right.
Vibration or frequency, electricity, and magnetism. Everything from a photon to the entire universe has these three properties. And because they have these three properties, they all create a toroidal field, which we think of as the magnetosphere of the Earth.
Right.
Okay? And as you see the diagrams of it with the sun pushing against it, it makes a funny shape.
Mm-hmm.
If that were the perfect world, that would be the single toroidal field that emanates from one pole and goes to the next, surrounding every object. So that's what we've got. And the reason that the Earth's magnetosphere looks distorted is because it's interacting with other magnetic fields. It's interacting with the magnetic field of the sun.
Well, yeah, we're also moving through space at thousands of miles per second.
That wouldn't move the magnetic field. We're in the bubble. We're in a bubble.
Okay. So it's the solar wind that's...
It's the sun's magnetic field that's pushing against our magnetic field.
Okay.
And the sunspots that distort our magnetic field are giant magnetic pulses coming off of the sun. We see them since it is a plasma event. We see the physical evidence of them as the sparks or the solar flares.
Right.
That's about all I think of. Everything that there is magnetic. Everything that vibrates, everything is electric. If you'll, like, every meter above the Earth is negative, the sky is positive. Every meter above the Earth has a potential difference of 50 volts. 50 volts per meter. So you can go up 5 meters and get 250 volts.
Huh.
That's 25 feet. Right. A little bit more than 25 feet. Yeah. About 30 feet. But
yeah,
it's that proportion. So if you really want to have power, free power, stretch your wire to the top of the radio towers or the cell phone towers and collect off of it. That wire, if you just stretch it up to the top and don't connect it to ground, that wire between the wire and ground has a potential voltage.
Right. So
you it's everywhere.
Hook up a battery between that or a capacitor.
A capacitor. Yeah, a capacitor to collect it.
Yeah. And then have it feed into a battery charging system or something.
Yeah. That's why a Tesla tower works. It's gathering the power out of the atmosphere.
Right.
There is no such thing as empty space. What we think of as empty space is all electrons and all the other particles that are out there waiting to combine, waiting to match up with an opposite charge and collect.
Right. And coalesce.
Yeah. Make something out of nothing. And there is no nothing.
Make something out of the invisible.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we think because we can't see it, it's not there.
Another little curiosity that I have is all of these electromagnetic waves that we're being bombarded with every day.
Yeah.
Is there? I know there is. I know there's scanners and scanning array type things that will detect and tell you what types of signals you're being bombarded with. Is there an easy way to build one of those?
Oh, yeah. Get on your cell phone and get a free app.
Oh, okay. That's too easy. Except I got to go buy a smartphone.
there are lots of devices out there. eBay's got them. Amazon's got them. But you can get one that is not precise, but it will tell you the difference of all the different fields that you're coming into contact with. Your TV puts off a lot of electronic radiation. Same with your cell phone. Same with your computer. Wi-Fi is radiation. These children that are getting sick with all the rashes and the hair falling out and all that stuff, that's not due to COVID-19. That's radiation poisoning from the 5G that was rolled out in that specific area.
Yeah.
If you look in the United States, those cases are happening in New York and in California where they've already rolled out 5G. 5G is harmful. 5G will kill plants. They're cutting down the trees so that people don't see that the 5G is killing the trees. If you have a smart meter on your house and a pine tree close to it, that pine tree will die.
Yeah.
And it's radiation. It's not a frequency. Well, it is a frequency, but it's not something because the tree's going to die anyway.
Right. Yeah, that's something I was glad to see when I moved in here is we still have the old meters.
Here you can still reject having a smart meter, but I don't know how long that's going to last.
Yeah.
It's like going off-grid. Some places you can go off-grid, and other places they'll condemn the property.
Yeah. Isn't that some shit?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't have electricity. This property's condemned.
Yep.
Larry lives in Missouri, Miss Girl, near Kansas City.
Yep. in the heart of the country, the safest place in the world to be. No tsunami or tidal wave can get this far inland because we've got mountains on all four sides of us.
Yeah.
The only critters here, there's a few bears, very few bears, very few cougars, and other than that, there's copperheads and water moccasins. Nothing else here can kill you. Yeah. We have an occasional badger, but I don't mess with them at all.
Yeah.
So I'm in the safest place in the world to be. Nothing can hurt me.
You invincible, 9 foot tall and bulletproof, old man.
Absolutely. So I thought I was when I got out of service.
Moose Girl says, don't forget about earthquakes. You're not too far from the, what's that called? The
New Madrid Fault?
Yeah, yeah.
That's in the southeast corner of the state, and I'm on close to the northwest side.
Yeah.
So that might make the Missouri River run backwards, but that's about all they do here.
Okay.
I'm safe.
Larry says he's all set. Not to worry. Everybody moved to Larry's house.
Yep. It's
the safest place to be.
We'll have a barbecue. We'll all hold hands during the coronavirus. You cannot catch that stuff. You cannot catch the coronavirus.
No, but you can't make me join your evil prison gang.
Damn it.
No, and you know what? Well, Rob wanted to... See, now we're conflicting. Oops.
Don't be conflicted.
Because we were on a rant with electromagnetic wave bombardment and you, and then we got kind of straight away.
Oh, yeah.
I'm bringing order to the table, folks.
We do that.
I know.
We're good like that.
It's usually me that does it. Anyway, I'm trying to be the voice of reason.
Back to the electricity, then.
Well, you were on electromagnetic wave bombardment in me. That's mm-hmm. what I was hearing. You were telling me how
this
shit does.
I was wanting to know. Okay, but I was wanting to know how can I or anybody find out what exactly we're being bombarded with? But more specifically, the 5G stuff, which Larry went into because that's his pet peeve. There's different kinds of 5G. 5G is a protocol, okay?
Yeah. 5G goes from 30 megahertz to 600 megahertz.
Gigahertz. Well,
that's,
okay, well, let me just back
that's
up.
600 million
up.
Times a second.
Let me just back up. I know a little bit about point-to-point radio transmission and internet configurations. I used to install satellite systems and things like this. And so, and everybody, you know, you've seen, okay, you got 2.4 gigahertz, you got 5 gigahertz, you've got all these frequencies that phones run on. You saw it back in the day when you had when they first started coming out with the wireless phones for your home. You know, you had the base unit and the handsets, you know, that sat on there and they charged up, you know. And the big thing, when they first came out, it was 900 megahertz. And then they came out with a 2.4 gigahertz. And that was, I mean, that was the, you know, the latest and greatest. You know, you could go all the way out to your pool, you know, and still not lose your signal and what have you. And they come out with 5 gigahertz. And then you got your 3G, 4G. Those also run on 2.4 and 5 gigahertz signals.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The 5G, they've opened, what they did is they opened up a whole new range of frequencies up to 30 gigahertz, which is what you're talking about, which is the dangerous stuff.
Yeah, well, it's all dangerous.
5G can run over 2.4 gigahertz or 5 gigahertz just like 3G and 4G does.
Yes.
It's just a protocol. The problem is when they start cranking up these frequencies up to the 26 gigahertz and 30 gigahertz range, that starts causing the body's cells not to be able to uptake oxygen. And that's why you're having these people that are having symptoms of asphyxiation.
Yes.
And so I think they're using these things. They're directing them. They're turning them on and off based on the need for the numbers. And so they'll let things die down a little bit, and then they'll crank it back up. So, oh, we got an outbreak over here, man. It's taking off over here, you know. And so they're gonna do that and stretch this thing out as long as they can.
5G is for two things, population control and surveillance. With the 5G frequencies, they can see you inside your house. So that's the surveillance part. 5G frequencies, do a little experiment on your own. Get a concrete block and take a small hammer and sit there and lightly tap on that concrete block real fast, lots of times.
Yeah.
It'll make a perfect hole in it, just like it's doing to your DNA and to your cellular walls. It's
right.
Putting holes in you.
Yeah.
And there's nothing you can do about it. The faster you tap, the sooner you get a hole.
Right.
And 5G is tapping really fast, folks.
Yeah. 27,000 times a second.
Yeah.
30,000 times
a second. And faster. And faster.
Yeah.
It goes all the way up to 300 gigahertz. That's what they've allowed it to do. That means that almost as soon as they turn it on, you start getting sick.
Right.
That's what's happening
that's
to these children.
That's
this radiation poisoning.
Well, if you go on like T-Mobile's website and do a look at their map of 5G coverage, I mean, they're already saying it's completely covering the country, basically. But that's not exactly true. They've got 5G protocol, but it's still running on 4G frequencies.
Right.
2.4 gigahertz and 5 gigahertz.
Which is still harmful.
That's where the confusion is coming in, because people are saying, well, we've got 5G. I'm not experiencing any problems or blah, blah, blah. But you're still only running on 2.4 or 5 gigahertz.
Which proves that 5G will run.
They haven't run the 5G, the big... The high-powered ones that have to be every block, because they can't penetrate as well. Now, that's a contradicting thing you said about them being able to see inside your house. Now, the way I was understanding it is the higher frequencies can't penetrate as well as the lower frequencies.
And that's why they have to have an antenna at the top of every light pole at that altitude.
On every corner.
Yeah, every 200 meters or 200 feet.
So that is a contradictory
no, when it's, when
to the ability to see inside a house, because that doesn't make sense.
When it's at that altitude and that close to you, yes, it does penetrate the house. They can see everything inside. They can hear you.
I mean, they already got technology to do that. But anyway, my point was and is that they've already rolled out the 5G protocol, but they're only running it on the 4G and 3G frequency technology.
That's why those people that are in that aren't getting sick yet.
Exactly. So they're saying, okay, we've got 5G here, and nobody's getting sick or having any problems. But then, when they come along and install these new towers that'll go up to 30 gigahertz or 300 gigahertz or whatever they're doing at the time, you know. Then, you know, there's an isolated thing there.
Well, that just proves that it can operate at the lower frequencies.
Yeah, my Bose system had a had an 11 button. You know what I mean? Stereo system.
Okay.
I had a volume control. So, you know, if I wanted to be reasonable, I could play it quietly.
Right.
And if I wanted to play it loud, I could play it loud. That's the same principle they're working with here. Right? Yeah.
Well, it's the difference between a little clock radio and your Bose stereo.
Right, but the results are basically operated
You're playing the same music, but clock radio will never turn up enough to fucking bother the neighbors.
But when it does, are they going to be...
your stereo system will bother the neighbors 6 blocks away.
Right, and that's Okay. I was seeing if I was following you.
Oh, yeah, same concept there.
That's the amperage going through the magnet.
Anyways, it was just one of those things that, through the things I've read and what have you, was not clicking for me, the 5G stuff, so I had to figure that out. So there's 5G protocol, and these kind of things bug me because they're calling it 5G, and it's not 5G. 5G is a protocol. It's nothing. It's like TCP/IP versus token ring.
That's everything else they do.
It's apples and oranges. The protocols is like the operating system, but the hardware you're running on could be anything. And so they've got 5G running on these 2.4 and 5 gigahertz towers that won't harm you because they don't generate
that not enough power. Yeah. I was thinking power, but frequency.
Frequency is what it is.
Well, it's the amperage that pushes that frequency.
Okay.
Right. See, that's my point exactly. Moose Girl says we're screwed because they already have 5G running, but that's not true. They don't have what we call, what we're calling 5G.
Yeah,
is not 5G. It's not, the 5G is not the problem. 5G is like Windows versus Mac OS.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's 5G versus 4G. That's not, it's misdirection.
Yeah, there you go.
The whole idea of 5G is a complete misdirection to the real problem, which is the frequency that the radios are actually broadcasting at, which they're cranking up to 26 and 30 and up to 300 gigahertz, as Larry has just informed me. So when people talk about 5G, that's why they're getting, because 5G is just a protocol. It's just a set of operating instructions that allow for the Internet of Things and all these new fancy things that they're doing, the tracking and all that stuff. That's what 5G does. It's the new radios that they're pumping it out at 26, 30 gigahertz and above that's the health issue.
Right.
And that's what trying to make people understand.
And when they get the satellites up, all 2,200 of them, 22,000 of them.
No, Musk is putting up 48,000 or some shit like that.
When they get all those up, they're going to have to boost the amperage coming out of them in order to cover the Earth. Once they do that, we're all doomed.
Yeah.
There's nothing we'll be able to do about it.
Yeah, how are you going to stop a fucking satellite in space?
And that's what the telephone pole top antennas are about. They are receiving that signal.
Yeah.
And then they project it to your phone or into your house, whatever.
And then Skynet knows where you are.
That's it.
Oh, man, I'm...
And if AIs ever take over, we're all really doomed for sure, because think about it. Humans are an infestation. A super intelligent computer program would see us as a detriment rather than a benefit. All we do is consume and destroy things.
And operate on complete and total bullshit.
Yeah.
If people knew the truth about how we live, they wouldn't believe we've gotten this far. But they've done everything to make sure we don't succeed, and yet here we are fucking still are. But everybody knows all the wrong shit.
Or most everybody. It's just enough to operate their machines.
True. And then by the time you figure out you got screwed, there's really not much you can do about it.
Donna has a comment. She says, there's enough intelligent individuals that can engineer devices that can cancel, disable, or hijack. There are whole spectrums that can be tapped into.
4 or 5 years ago, I gave General Kelly, the guy that orchestrated Desert Storm in Iraq, the very first war over there, I gave him the proper frequencies for the Tesla Tower that they built outside of Waco. Shortly after that, I also gave him all of the healthy frequencies that operate within the 5G bandwidth. There are healthy frequencies in that range that they can operate in. All they've got to do is turn a dial to change the frequencies to the proper frequencies. 5G could heal all disease in mankind all over the world if they would use the proper frequencies.
Right.
So they've got them. We're just if
again,
they use
5G
them.
Is not a frequency. It's a protocol.
Yeah. Yeah.
It
but
just bugs me.
They're calling 5G.
They've really pounded that in. The propaganda, the mind control on the whole 5G thing is bugging the shit out of me. Everybody's saying, well, a 5G, there's no such thing as a 5G frequency. It doesn't exist.
It's simply the frequencies that operate that. Yeah.
4G is a protocol. 3G is a protocol. They run on radios. Radios broadcast at frequencies, 2.4, 5, 26, 30, 300, whatever.
Yeah.
5G is the protocol that's running over the radio that's running at 2630, 300 gigahertz.
Yeah.
It's the frequency that's damaging, not the fucking protocol.
Right. But Captain Buzzkill, you seem so surprised.
it's just, it's one of those things. I see brainwashing.
Yeah, I know.
And
it's
bugging, it bugs the shit out of me because, I mean, Larry just did it. Saying something
how
about
mean,
5G frequencies. There is no such thing as 5G frequency.
It's
just the frequencies that protocol uses.
Right. But it uses the same frequencies as 3G and 4G. And 3G and 4G will run over these same frequencies. You can run 3G and 4G over the 26 and 30 and 300 gigahertz.
And those are harmful as well. It's just that they don't affect you as fast, and it depends upon your exposure to that. If you limit your exposure, it doesn't cause that much damage.
I don't know.
It sounds like using regular gas. You know, you can
one way or the other. But
okay, right after the First World War, They all of our soldiers, they had a whole, the war didn't last as long as they thought it was going to. So before our guys went over, they gave them all kinds of vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that was wonderful. It made a lot of people sick. They were sick and coming home, and right about the same time that they were coming home was when they first started broadcasting the first wireless communication. Those vaccines were triggered by the radio frequencies that voice transmission was causing. And it's been the same. The new kids getting sick from what they call the COVID-19 virus, they're not getting sick from that. They're being poisoned by radiation, frequency radiation. and it's causing the same symptoms as if they were walking through a nuclear power plant and got exposed.
Right.
So it's not, there is no such thing as this. Yeah, there is. There is a COVID-19 virus, yes. Is it deadly? If you've got breathing problems, it can harm you. It can kill you. But it can only do it in conjunction with the 5G super high frequency output.
So it's attuned to the, it's basically set up to be triggered by a frequency.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, if you do enough reading or watch enough links, you can they'll show you there's really no the modern day explanation for virus and what's happening and distance and all this crap is just made of nonsense.
Sodium, potassium, magnesium will end all of that kind of illness.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much what I read too.
Yeah. A virus, what we call a virus, cannot live in a salt water environment. Saline nasal spray will cure your common cold. The cold and viruses like that, what we call viruses, are caused by chemical deficiencies in your body. When you use the right foods, when you eat the right stuff, when you drink the right stuff, you don't have these problems.
Right. I always wondered why I had such cravings for gut and oddball cravings, too. Avocados.
Well, yeah.
My wife does not like avocados, but she knows right. I do. So I don't tell her what to eat. It's not like that. But she'll make me mine, you know, all girly white ways.
Or when you crave something salty, that means you need more sodium in your body.
But, I mean, it's one of those foods where I can probably eat it every day and never get bored of it. The avocado. I'm a real fussy eater kind of guy, but
picky.
Some things, yeah.
That will give you back the sodiums and potassiums that you need.
I like avocado.
Exactly, yeah. Well, I'm learning the results of what I've been doing by following along on the internet. It explains a lot of stuff.
Cauliflower is good for that. But you've got to also remember that your body has been absorbing heavy metals through the water that you drink, through the food that you eat.
Yeah.
So, therefore, you've got to get rid of that. How do you get rid of that? Cilantro will get rid of that. Sweet potatoes will get rid of that. You've got to put the proper fuel in your body.
Well, you know what else helps a lot, Larry?
What?
Well, I've always told people, don't believe what people tell you. You know, look for something. You know, look for other opinions. And when you find the one you like, you'll call it the truth. So, I have been with dandelions. Now, I've read and I've been told and all this good stuff about dandelions. But they're just ugly in the yard, the wife doesn't like them. Well, I went behind her back and I went into the internet world and I found out what the fuck does a dandelion come up for in the first place. Did you know that there are two reasons that you'll get dandelions and they're for the benefit of the ground they're in?
What are they?
One, it's a calcium-rich plant. So if and the other is the land gets compacted from too much traffic. So the dandelions grow and they put calcium back into the ground.
That's good.
And if you know that already, then you know that they're healthy for the ground. The ground needs them. But they're not pretty for the gardener.
See? But they make a salad pretty.
They're filled with calcium, so they're edible.
Yeah.
Well, this has been bred out of us through modern technology and right. What's his name? Rockefeller, the fucking medical creep.
Yeah.
This guy, man, these people here in Denmark, same thing as America. The fucking pharmacy has not missed a fucking patient since, you know, everything else got shut down for a few minutes, but not that fucking pharmacy.
Yeah. Has anything ever been cured from a pill?
No. No. And nothing will be cured with a remedy either. It'll just be remedied so you'll live your life. You know, there's no expiration date on the bottom of my foot. My wife can look at it, see what day I'm going to croak. So it's like our job, ourselves, to do what we have to do to stay in good shape, you know, physically, to survive this fucked up world. And all the advice that these fucking state governors are in, I don't even know what to call this lockdown shit, staying away from each other, and you get viruses. Man, are you out of your fucking mind? This is so made up. Viruses are dead. You can't pass something on to somebody that's not alive, you dummies. Do a little fucking reading. And I know you guys know. I'm talking to idiots that don't fucking get it.
You've got the reason research right in front of you.
Larry, I'm embarrassed. The country I live in is more sane looking onto this than the country I'm from.
Wow.
California just went 90 more fucking days of lockdown.
That's stupid. Let people go out and play in the ocean. That's good for them. Let your kids go out and get muddy.
Well, see, that's the paperwork you're getting. Whatever your source is, I live here. Now,
they may not be coming door to door saying, "Here, take your fucking vaccine."
They'll make it available to the people that want it, but they won't force it on anyone here.
Yep, 90% of the sheep will take it.
Exactly. Yeah, because it's financial. Yeah.
Unless you want a benefit.
It's like a smart dust that's on the tip of the swab that they put up your nose to check to see if you've got it. They're marking everybody.
Well, anyhow, so while everybody's worried about how Denmark's the first country that's going to get blasted with a new inoculation, the people I live around and were all in town today when I was there. You know, the other day, Ash was looking for me on RLM, see if I wanted to come by and burn one. So everything's normal here. Places are open. None of the stores are being bullied into wearing masks. One haircutting guy did, but I passed by today and he wasn't wearing it anymore. So I think he was just worried about, you got busybodies. And this is not a time to play, who would somebody call me in? Fuck it. I'm going to make sure they're not going to call me in. Yeah. Turn me in or whatever.
Testing.
Well, because we don't have a sitting police department. So, you know, the police department's used to people calling in and they know who they are. get on the list.
They got a list of nut jobs that call them all the time.
Well, or maybe not nut jobs, but people that aren't pleased with what you're doing that they consider a big deal, like smoothness.
I'm getting some feedback in the chat room that says I went low, and I think I accidentally turned my mic down, but I turned it back up, and so I should be back at full strength at this point.
Yeah. What are we getting from the chat room? Do they not believe that 5G or that the coronavirus is man-made and something that's not actually that bad?
Okay, thanks, Graham. I don't know. They're talking about other shit.
Okay.
But that varies from person. You know, there's a few people in the RLM that believe the story. And then there's the rest of us.
Well, it's like 0.1% of the people that get it die from it. More than that die from the common flu.
Yeah, 90% of those already had something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah, and it plays off of fear. If you're if you're in that mindset where that kind of stuff is real to you, then sure, you've seen enough, you know, those zombie movies to know, hey, they could give me a virus and I'll be a zombie.
Yeah,
just like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde was real, and Frankenstein, the Mummy, Dracula, the moon landing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, here we are in 2020, and the collective is being duped by a dead fucking virus.
Yeah.
I'm insulted myself. I think how, you know, you guys are...
Years.
Yeah, but they're fucking with my life now in, you know, ways that could actually, you know, involve me. Instead of just Trump being a dick and making a joke somewhere about Greenland, this could affect the cost of living here in Denmark. It's global economy shit that I've been against ever fucking since I can remember talking. You know, if you want to go get your God, well, yeah, but, well, yeah, I'm a little upset about that.
Yeah, I mean, just go out and try to buy meat.
Plus, they stop some production, percentage of it, like 15% of pork production was halted.
Yeah.
The fuck is wrong with these people? What, they think that just because you don't go to work, you don't have to eat? What justified that shit there?
And you can't spread the virus through a piece of meat.
You can't spread it anyway.
That's not
you
the can problem.
Put it.
No,
you can put this. You can put this virus on toast and eat it and not get sick.
Right.
Well, this is all a big bunch of shit stories and lies and bullshit.
The problem is you had a burp in the supply chain. When they shut all the restaurants down, that cut out a lot of food supply orders. Be surprised how much produce and groceries restaurants consume.
Yeah.
I mean, they are a large percentage of the total production that's being used up. And when they shut all those down, they had a glut. And so the farmers were still producing, but no, the orders weren't coming in. And so shit started piling up. And so now we've got farmers out in the field plowing crops under, euthanizing cattle and pigs and chickens because they can't sell them. They have too many.
Can't sell them and can't afford to feed them.
Yeah, they don't want to feed them. And once they get past a certain age, I guess they're not good for food anymore. They get tough or whatever. There's a deadline, you know, and so the deadline came and went, and the orders weren't coming in, so they've got all this wasted production. Now, if there was any altruism involved, they could have sent all that stuff to people that needed it, but no, we don't do that. There's no profit in that, so... that's what happened.
Well, I'm aware of that.
And that's
it's only where you lock down in the first place. But where I'm lost is too much TV has convinced people of this fantasy that shit's going to happen that's not physically possible. But we've got public education and we have TV to show you that government is acting properly. What?
It's not possible.
They can't lie to you on TV.
They got science that proves that everything that we base our belief system on right today is based on bullshit.
Absolutely.
It was all fraudulent, lied about, misrepresentation. Some part of it is not factual. So, kind of leaves me going, hey...
Hello.
I don't like this very much. Right.
For all the hardcore Christians out there, read the Emerald Tablets. That's your Bible. That's the Torah. That's the Quran. Read the Emerald Tablets, written 25,000 years ago.
For what kind of response, Larry? What is the advice for? What are you seeking? I'm not a Bible guy, so I don't really know what point it's.
Okay, the Great Flood is in the Emerald Tablets.
Mm-hmm.
The creation of man is in the Emerald Tablets.
Oh.
All of the stories, most of the stories in the Bible are from the Emerald Tablets.
Oh, okay, yeah.
All Abrahamic religion is plagiarized.
Yeah. Yeah, but they claim
the Old Testament. And the New Testament was done by Caesar.
Yeah.
And both right, but Josephus.
These religious guys that sell the religion, you know, to make money, they've got a different way of expressing it, I think. Because people believe this stuff like it's real.
Oh, I feel like God for money is a sin.
Well, see, there you go with words, too. I listened to Clint Richardson on UCY for quite a while, and I caught a lot of the shows that he did, defining these different religious words, what their origins were, what the word meant. And here we are today using these words out of sync, out of time, but in a kind of appropriate way, but not really.
You know, we're sort of right, but not quite.
Let's do that. My favorite word is incredible. What does incredible mean? It means it has no credit. It's not true.
Incredible.
We play these word games all the time. Fantastic. That means that it is fantasy. Okay.
Fantastical.
People say something to me over here, and my partner Evan is here, and I'll say, well, that's incredible. And they think I'm giving them a compliment, and Evan is laughing his ass off because he knows I'm insulting them.
Ouch.
Slap.
You're mean.
We've been taught so many wrong things in our lifetime.
Yeah.
It's hard to get through them.
It's like the word nice.
You can't run into more than five people that you can really talk to in your whole fucking life. Because we're all speaking a different language that doesn't really make a lot of sense.
Go back to the Latin roots of most words and find out what they really mean.
Yeah, I'm
leaning more towards the deceit of the stories we get told and how stupid they have to keep us so that we as a collective will continuously believe the bullshit stories that the government throws at us through media. I mean, if you haven't learned by 2020 and these public fucking messes are still going on, they're all scripted. They all say the exact same fucking thing, word for fucking word.
Yep.
Wow. Wait a minute. Doesn't that reek of Big Brother to you, Rob Works?
Who?
Yeah, that guy. Well, I mean, see, if I was an employed working fellow at this point in life, I don't think I'd like Denmark any more than any place else.
No.
You know?
No.
But I don't, so I think the retirement guy part of me, you know, where I've settled in and I'm just waiting for the end. So, yeah, well, that's how I see it. I didn't come here to become a Dane or change anybody from being Danish to anything else. Oh, in fact, I got a quick story. Can I brag about my wife's nephew and his girlfriend?
Yeah, go for it. I'm actually going to step away.
Got a minute?
I'll mute you out. Right. You tell your story.
All right.
Okay.
So we had a house full of family yesterday. And the mom, the aunt, the sister, and her son and his girlfriend. And then me and Sarah. So we're all hanging out. And I've got this brick building right by the house, and we've been tearing it down over the last month or so, and then hauling the debris out into the back of the property. His little girlfriend's said she wanted to knock down some of the wall. So I threw about a 20-pound sledge at her and said, go ahead. And she did. Little tiny girl, smaller than me. And between her and the boy, they were just going ape shit on this brick wall with a sledgehammer. They thought it was the coolest thing that they'd done, you know, since they got, I guess, locked down. Because they come out here now. Is anybody here still, or did you guys both go off at the same time?
We both left.
Okay. I just had to, you know, I just felt like bragging that we got 2 15-year-olds, and they wanted to take over the labor and participate, use their aggression for something that was positive.
Well, destruction can be fun.
Yeah, well, I think they were surprised when I said, sure. But I had to tell them where I didn't want them to knock it so they wouldn't bring the whole fucking wall down on the accident. Yeah. Because the whole thing didn't come down. I just wanted a part of it down.
Yeah.
Well, who thought teenagers would, I don't know, follow instruction? Go figure. So now this is the cool house to hang out at. So Cirque's family loves it coming out here from the city. And then we're so far from the all the hoopla they play in the stand 6 feet apart crowd. Yeah, they try it in the grocery store, but by the end of the day, people are just crowded together like they always have been.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they're familiar with each other. Most of these people know each other. You know, it's not that big of a place.
How do you stand 6 foot away from the person that accepts your credit card or your money?
You don't.
If there's really a virus being spread, how are they letting people use real money?
Well, it's the misdirection of defining virus and what a virus does and what a virus is in the first place. If we were using the correct word instead of virus, I would agree with what they're saying to a point. But they're misleading the public, and it's wrong, and it's a way to control you based on a fear you have from fucking 50 years of propaganda through the system.
Yep.
You know, and it's if you're a voter out there supporting a cause or a principle or a guy or a girl, then you probably think I'm crazy.
Let's go back to radio frequency and that sort of thing for just a minute.
Okay.
All you people out there that have children in school, if they have Wi-Fi in those schools, if your girl is submitted to the Wi-Fi, subjected to the Wi-Fi, from kindergarten through 12th grade, 50% of them will be sterile. And just a little bit lower percentage of the boys will be sterile. That means in 3 generations, there will be no more population growth. It's all part of the plan.
Yeah, that's the part where you sound crazy. But yeah, that's pretty much the size of it. Because you couldn't accidentally do the things that happen.
And you can stop that by making the schools go to hard wire. The hard wire is shielded. That means that none of that radiation can escape it.
Yeah.
That's all. I'm done.
Okay. Well, I didn't want to get in front of you if you sounded like a truck.
You're still
I get violent
you're still
over
gonna,
that.
You're still going to get blasted with Wi-Fi.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's almost everywhere.
It is
but
everywhere.
If you go hard wire, that is a shielded cable. It's got a woven aluminum or steel coating on it under the insulation around the wire that prevents any loss.
Right.
Well, it's more for interference.
Yeah.
Because if you run those cables alongside a power line, power wire, it's going to get interference, and so they shield it for that reason.
How much degrades
the signal?
How much of this illness do you think people bring on themselves, Rob, just because of the state of mind they're in?
At least 50%.
I mean, if you're in a panic, then
people
there
that believe
you go.
They're going to get sick will most likely get sick.
Well, okay, think about this. When you get mad or agitated or depressed, you're sick at your stomach. When you're happy and giggly and content, you're not sick at your stomach. That should tell you something.
Well, that's why I disagree so badly with what the state's pulling with this separation crap, because
they don't want us all sitting around talking about what they're doing.
Right. And I've got this Danish life where we go out in the backyard in the sunshine and tear down brick walls in a group.
Yeah.
You know, and make a fun thing out of a drudgery. Because, well, there you go.
That's the way it should be.
Well, how do you give that to somebody else? The only thing I can do is talk about it. You guys are welcome to stop by, but it's a long trip from where you are.
Yeah. That whole community camaraderie type thing. It's like back in the old days in the old West, somebody's house burned down. The whole freaking town shows up and helps them rebuild their house. Fuck insurance. You know, they didn't have no insurance. People relied on each other. And now it's all about insurance and government. You know, the government's going to protect me and the insurance is going to cover me when shit goes wrong.
And the government's going to give me money when I want it.
Yeah, when it's just, you know, have a happy little dependent life there, you little peon. And that's what's happened. Everybody is the charity thing, you know. People are not charitable anymore now. People give to these organizations to feel like they're being charitable, but that's not charity.
Yeah, right. Give your money to the Red Cross so that they can keep 90% of it.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, people don't feel the need to help other people. Oh, well, the government, that's what welfare is for. You know? That's what I pay taxes for. And, you know, so it's killed the whole spirit of charity for everybody.
Wow. Well, that's strange because we have people that can beg here in town, but they've got to do it through selling this particular magazine thing. It's like a newsletter, right? The Danes are some weird people, I'm telling you. Well, I passed
mad these, for begging.
No. But they've got, they're limited to what they can do.
Will help.
they sell the paper instead of bank.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, it's very, anyway, the reason I brought it up is the girl that I run into, she had a woman, maybe I'm 20 years older than her, but she was out in front of the Quickly grocery today, and she asked me to get her a Coke. And she hit me up for smoke here and there, but today it was a Coke. Now, I had a dilemma on my hands, okay? And that dilemma was, it's only a fucking Coke. I'm not working. It's not going to break me. It's the principle of, I hate supporting this fucking monster Coca-Cola. Okay?
Right.
I did it because it was more important to me at the time to get the woman a drink of Coke.
Yeah.
Most of the people around here that panhandle wear nicer clothes than I have. And definitely more expensive shoes.
There's panhandlers out there making $200-$400 a day.
This is a small town.
Yeah, you're not going to get it in that little town. You're talking.
We have our city beggar. I don't know his name. He's got a following, man. This guy, he's popular. People love him. They bring him food, and we all get him beer, and give him money.
Wow.
Well, he's too crippled to continue to work. We all know that.
Yeah.
And so he comes here where it's a little bit more bearable for weather, and he does the begging thing.
Huh.
I don't know. These people that I live among, I've never lived anywhere like this before. This town is strange. Suited me.
You fit right in, huh?
We've got a rock hound like Woody that has a shop with his wife. Yeah. He sells rocks. She sells yarn. So, yeah, I get a chance to go in there and check out his shit and see what he's up to. And it's the girls that support that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the jewelry and making stuff. Well, see, that's how people are when they're not in big cities. They're in smaller places. They got to do shit to occupy the time.
Yep. Life gets boring.
Right. Well, they're all tuned into the electronic shit, right? But still, there's an interest in being outside with your family or your siblings. A lot of the kids play together. Yeah, shit. And they're outside. I've seen them outside in the freaking wintertime. Fuck. Are you kidding me? But, you know, that's...
Yeah. Yeah, American kids running around out here playing or anything, man. Hardly.
Oh,
one neighbor across the street, kid comes out every once in a while and sits there on a swing, thumb fucking her phone.
Ouch.
That's where I'm really blessed. I'm the neighborhood safe house. When kids' parents aren't home after school, it used to be, no school now, but when kids used to be home without their parents, they would stop by here, and we'd go out in the backyard and build a fire or dig in the garden or play catch or something.
Occupy.
Yeah.
Well, that's how it still is where I live, Larry. And I've been a city dweller for, you know, I spent a lot of my adult life in the city, and then when I hit 54, I hit islands, you know, island life.
Yeah.
Slowed down and holy fuck.
Yeah, that's a whole another culture.
Well, right, but it prepared me. I told you, I wish I could take credit for escaping America. You know, being so ingenious that I saw all this coming and I went, I ain't gonna live here. But no. I've been accused of it. You know, you ran away. Boy, I wish I could tell that story now. I'd make all kinds of Danish friends. I'd be sitting at fires and people listening to me tell my story about how I escaped the evil America. What? You think I'm kidding? America looks like communist Russia right now here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It does.
I mean, and some of the people that I know here have been to America. So when we talk, it's like, what the fuck? What the fuck happened to you people?
But we're the biggest country in the world. For if you got it and I want it, I'm going to make war on you and steal it. Yeah. We've done that over and over and over.
Did you run out of victims?
Yeah. And it's normally people that aren't participating in the World Bank. So that shows you that we're being controlled by the evil folks.
Yeah, well, you know what, and this global thing, and it's different from state to state. See, there is no America. America is just a failed experiment. No, it's on paper maybe, but the concept behind it all is stale. You don't have a constitution anymore. Most of the people that talk all the time don't even really seem to understand. You lost the Constitution in November of 2001.
Mm, no.
We no longer have freedom of speech. It's all politically correct now. There's hate speech now, so you can go to jail for saying that you hate bananas. It's ridiculous.
Wow.
Yeah, the Constitution died in 1861.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Details. Okay.
Yeah, well,
I know the
Eternal Corporation.
It's been dead for 160 years.
What? You want to do a little bit on that while we're on the...
What, the Constitution?
Yeah, fuck, you know this shit.
Yeah, I got over it a long time ago, though.
But you also realize that it doesn't apply.
Yeah.
It doesn't. You
yeah,
don't take.
Even if it was still in effect,
it wouldn't matter. You cannot take it to an admiralty court.
Yeah.
Judge
won't. Well, it's not on. They don't honor it anymore because
they don't
to. There's a reason they don't. They don't allow people to bring up the Constitution in the local courts and stuff like that because and they're right. It's not applicable. It's not.
No, because we're in the military admiralty courts, maritime law.
Yeah, well, equity law.
Statutes and codes. Yeah, it's all about commerce.
Yeah, corporate law, equity law. Yeah.
Very little to do with a victim. It's about breaking some fucking rule some moron made because he was bored. You know, like we can't drive out there without running into each other. See?
Right.
So what they did was they made all these rules to ensure that you'd have that tension on you all the time about, oh, something can go wrong. And you know, the more aware you are of fucking something up, the more likely you are to fuck it up. Just like this virus story.
Yeah.
If you've seen enough virus movies, by God, you better keep everybody away from me. They ain't killing me. No, that's not how that works, sweetheart. Sit down. Let me tell you the truth. But you can't do that. The truth, people will not listen to the reality of this. They're too busy agreeing with the state so they can live inside and have electricity.
Right.
Because if you go against these fucking thieves that are holding up planet hostage, they will fuck you up. And not think twice about it. And it doesn't matter who you are. People think, oh, these big, important billionaires. You know, fuck you. They'll drop them like a head cold. Just like they always have. Like
yeah,
this built-
you don't toe the line, man. It don't matter who you are.
Well, you don't think Billary is really Bill Gates, the genius, thought all this shit all by himself.
Fuck no. He's just a...
This guy's... He's like the worst front man for a band I've ever seen. But, well, you know, I guess it's like, why didn't they straighten Freddie Mercury's teeth? He had all that money. You know, people didn't understand, well, he couldn't sing like that without those teeth being that fucked up.
Yeah.
It's a balance. There's a balance.
Part of the sound, man.
Right. But
can you get the seven harmonics with straight teeth?
But they just, what? They don't. The simplest of things have been bred out of us. Right?
Yeah.
We are not touch
man.
Nothing. And I'm talking about from my day, too.
Yeah.
All right? Because the things that I learned that are valuable to me now, like nutrition, where electricity comes from. What
you
I got from Larry.
Shit in school.
No, I learned all this stuff when I was an adult. But like Larry opened my eyes to the faulty cycle that it's delivered on creates all the physical problems that you have are based on the electricity that you encounter and your food intake and your water. But electricity is a huge part of it because we are electricity, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Or electrical beings, yeah.
And it's 440. 440, the base frequency that we operate on, was changed during the Second World War by Hitler's group. They changed that so that they could keep people agitated. When everybody's mad at everybody else, you can fight better.
Yeah, it's easier to start wars.
Yeah.
And suspicious enough to call and turn you in for doing something wrong.
Yep.
Wow.
Kids, did your parents use pot? Well, yeah, they do. Well, they're going to jail now, and you're going into a foster home where you can be molested.
Yeah, or killed.
Or killed, yeah.
Sock puppet.
Which has happened.
Yep.
Yeah,
hey,
Stock Puppet's a funny guy.
Well, sorry, I know. So I do try to be more serious on you guys' stuff. But I've got friends in the electronic world that, you know, They're loose cannons. They say what comes across their mind.
Yeah.
They don't seem to care much what anybody thinks.
No filter.
Well, I'm pretty much like that. I don't really care. You know, if that's the mood I'm in and you don't like it, don't read it. I'll ignore you back and we'll live. Yeah. We'll live to bitch another day about how bad the life is. See, I mean, wow. What the fuck is all that about? Life is whatever you want it to be. You're on the electronic world, so let's make it real bad.
Yeah.
I'm having a giggle. Anyway, well, you guys are smart. You guys know, between the two of you, you know a lot of shit. Did you know that?
Shit, yeah. That's right. I am totally full of information. It's just that most of it's wrong.
Exactly. But what Rob was saying about they said we use 5G, but they're not operating that. They're just using the name, right? This is how I took it. It's the same as using regular gas in a car. You shouldn't use regular gas in that car. You're really kind of fucking the car up, but it's cheaper and, well, gas.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, it's the same kind of principle, isn't it?
Most people don't even think that deep.
Oh, all right. Well, ooh, I'm a deep thinker. But, hey, you know what else I got coming next Thursday? Some potassium sulfate.
Yep.
Yep.
What do you two guys have to say about me going out of my way, getting off my lazy ass, and going to the store and ordering me up a hot bottle of potassium sulfate?
Probably the best thing you could do for your body.
Yeah.
Take them in small quantities. Just right along. Same with all the sodiums. Same with the magnesium. You need that. You need vitamin K. You need vitamin D. That means sunshine. Vitamin D is sunshine.
I walk when it's not sunny. But the sun's there. It's just not sunny.
See?
So I get all the boo. But I get the benefits. I read that exercising in the cold is more beneficial to you physically than exercising in the warm climate. Hmm. Must be more strained. You know, it's harder to do it in the cold than it is in the heat or the warm. So your body benefits more from the extra energy you got to put in to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? I'm telling you, man, I make it 61 this year. I'm still walking. I'm walking all into town all the time. Pretty much every day.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's got to be a mile to the store, the farthest one I like to go to from where I live. So I'm easily, you know, there's a 2 mile walk for Olga.
Yeah.
Bragging there, Rob. Huh? When was the last time you walked 2 miles, sir, Mr. Driving Around Everywhere?
I'd have to think about that for a while.
The last time my boat got blown to the far end of the lake and I had to walk back to the car.
Ouch. Well, okay, to each his own. I will not punish you with my superiority.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's what people do. They think that, you know, they do something that's good for them, me. So it's supposed to be good for you too, fuckers.
Yeah, I mowed the yard the other day.
And it was.
That was some walking.
I didn't hear you agreeing with me, you fuckers. So you guys went, hey, nah, I don't think so. Well, that's the beauty of life.
No, exercise is good for you. Yeah. I mean, everybody needs it.
Okay. Doesn't sound like you do, though.
Oh, I do. I need it bad, but I'm a lazy fuck.
Oh, you didn't say that part. I was thinking other things. Okay. But I'm on the right road here, adding potassium sulfate to my additives. Right, Larry Woods?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I thought you'd say that.
Well, again, if you're sick, you have a chemical imbalance.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with you except you need some sort of chemical in your body that you don't have. And the shots and the pills and all that garbage that the AMA and your doctors are and the World Health Organization are trying to put into your body all have harmful side effects.
And this is natural. And that's why they took us off it in the first place.
Yeah.
You know, and the further I looked into food and what I was eating, and I still love my crowd, but I've got the awareness now that, you know, if I start to feel ill about something physically, I better pay attention to what you're eating. So, but fortunately, nothing. I'm still out there with it, you know, keeping up with 15-year-olds doing, you know, heavy labor. So I guess not. I'm not doing too bad.
I've got a Nintendo Wii that has a fitness program on it, and it thinks that I'm 20 years old.
Oh, you didn't tell me that. Oh, that'll work.
Mm-hmm.
I had one in Scotland because I was house bound. I couldn't go out in that damn freaking windy, cold. Oh, no. So I got me a Wii.
Yeah.
I could play a little bit of golf. a few games, but... Well, I ended up moving to from Scotland to somewhere else.
Yeah.
That's where we play golf.
Yes.
In Scotland, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't play golf. Do you play golf?
I can't get them golf eggs to get soft enough to eat.
Okay, good. I think golf is kind of a pretentious sport in the first place.
I've played it a few times, but...
It's hard
no blacks, no Jews.
I'm not a golfer.
It's hard enough to play. It's not like a talentless thing. It's just not my interest. It's kind of over the top. I've got more important things to do than chase a little ball and put it in a hole.
I never could see the sense in hitting something to run after it and try to find it and hit it again.
I already told you once.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that different from pool, you know. You're just knocking balls in holes.
Did you know that they even have a translation here for potassium sulfate?
Oh, yeah.
Kalium.
Yeah.
And
a original word.
Yeah, and she knew exactly what I wanted, but she had to order it from another bigger store. They don't stock it in this little store in this little town. Because I'm probably the only one here that knows what the fuck it is. That's what I mean. They're all on state medicine. This is like working class.
Yeah.
So, you know, these are people, retirees and whatnot, from jobs, businesses and what. So they only know what they were taught.
Well, that and you can make a bomb out of potassium hydroxide.
Oh, well, I can make a bomb out of a plate of beans. Don't worry.
Potassium is what lets your body heat up enough to kill the bad germs.
Right, because all this stuff is based on inflammation. Right, Larry?
Yes.
Okay, so when some part of your insides gets inflamed, when you go to the doctor and they give you a pill, what the pill does is it masks you feeling whatever's happening. So you don't know it's there, but it's still there.
It's still there, damaging the body.
Now, what the potassium sulfate does, Larry could explain this part, but that's what I'm leading up to, right? Replacing the medicine I would take, but instead using the natural remedy, which is potassium sulfate.
Yeah.
So what does that do to the inflammation?
That allows that area to heat up enough to kill the problem.
So it doesn't need to be inflamed anymore.
No, so it doesn't need... That's what a fever is. It's your body heating up enough to kill the germ.
Hmm. Well, depending on the person, some people's temperature goes up to a certain number
And then everybody panics because it's so high. So then they start doing, you know, what do you call it? Synthetic things to bring it down.
Yeah, well, your temperature, the human body can only maintain a specific temperature range. And once you get above it, like 105 degrees, that's damaging your brain cells and the rest of the cells in your body. But
okay, so what temperature would you... All right, well, you don't want to completely remove the temperature. You want to control it at a certain within certain numbers?
Yeah. Yeah, you don't need anything over 102. If your normal temperature is 98.6, mine is 96.5. But if your normal temperature is 98.6, you don't need more than 102 degrees to kill anything that's harmful in your body.
That is not what people are taught.
No, not at all.
Okay, I don't know why they're not taught these things. But what I did learn through, you know, between the links, listening, it's, you know, a lot of people on the YouTube, mostly YouTube. I got a ton of shit up. But, and then, you know, you guys on the radio and so on. And I think all the answers are right in front of us for all this crap.
Yeah.
It's just the lies are so, they're so, what would you call it? Not more believable, but they're more
prevalent.
Available. Yeah, there you go.
When you tell somebody a lie over and over and over, soon they'll begin to believe it.
Hmm. Well, apparently it's worked on it.
It's got to be true. They told me on their TV.
I mock that because I don't hold that value, but I can see it in, you know, others.
The government's there to help us. They would never harm us.
See, yeah, and I can see by the lifestyle around me that the government here is, you know, they expect from their government because they pay taxes.
They're
but they get shit. Yeah, well, they get shit. So it's more, the corruption is right in front of you. You're looking right at it if you know what you're looking at. But they're doing it within the confines of the laws they wrote. So they're pleasing these fucking taxpayers. It's a game. Just a word game. Paper chase. I don't even really understand what the point of all this is. To control us, that's the result of it. But what is the point of having so much control over masses of people that they're so gullible they believe any story that you tell them?
Mm-hmm.
Because some people are megalomaniacs, and they feel the need to control everything around them.
Yep. Power, greed.
So if a movie actor goes on the TV and brags about how he got the coronavirus and struggled and blah, blah, blah for 2 or 3 weeks and beat it, then the people that like him are going to believe him or her, right?
Yeah, and that just means that they were put under house arrest for their indictment.
So what I mean is there's always a bow on the box. Then you open the box and you find out there was nothing in the box. It just had a bow on it.
Box full of rocks.
Or nothing. There. Yeah, but yeah, same thing.
Yep.
Well, okay, where is all the success of government that creates the mindset of a supporter for government? They won't come on the radio and tell me.
Cognitive dissonance right there. I mean, everybody says, we got to have government, but nobody can tell you what they've done that actually helped anybody.
Well, they'll take credit for shit like the Civil War being about slavery and all that rubbish.
Oh, God.
Oh, how they freed the slaves. No,
they didn't.
Slave, you idiot.
No,
they made slaves out of everybody.
They made everybody slaves. They brought us all down to the same status.
Yeah, because
free-range slaves now.
Yeah, what the South didn't want was to join up to the North. They wanted to be left alone. And what the North wanted was consolidation so they could tax them, make money off the resources.
Yeah. Tariffs. Tariffs. It's going to cost you to sell your cotton up north.
Yeah. Yeah, they did everything they could to...
Well, here we sit. But, Rob, here we sit, the three of us.
Yeah,
in the midst
no
of,
grammar.
In the midst... In the midst of the corona, and we're still alive. What's wrong here? One of us supposed to die by now? How many months has this been?
That probably should have been me. I've got bronchitis, and I'm 72 years old. I should be dead.
I've been dealing with an ear infection for a couple. I've been toying with it for weeks, maybe a month.
There you go.
But
sweet gum oil.
Okay, but that's why I figured I'd double down and go on the potassium sulfate so I could completely cure the ear infection.
Yep, that or heat up some sweet gum oil and put it in your ear and let it soak in. It'll be over with by morning.
Nah, I don't know. I'm not too hot on that. I'd rather just wait until Thursday when they deliver the stuff and take a few tablets like a big sissy.
Yep,
I'm going to be a Rockefeller sissy and taking a tablet. Well, that's the appeal to medicine in the first place. Because real medicine that will do something for you usually either smells like shit, looks like shit, tastes like shit, could be shit. But it's
probably
the shit.
Shit in it.
And it's always... But there you go. It's the shit, and it works. So and that's what I try to remember is things that work good for me aren't always things I like.
My grandmother used to tell me if it don't taste nasty, it ain't helping.
Uh-oh.
That's it.
Same with red medicine. If it don't burn, it ain't working.
Silly. You crazy white people, you crack me up.
Yeah, I'd put iodine and mercure chrome all over my cuts when I was a kid, and it never hurt me any.
Wow. It burnt like a bitch when I used it.
Yeah, it burns, but it didn't do any damage, and it healed me because it cauterized the wound.
Yeah, but putting it on was like, damn, that was like redoing the injury.
Yeah.
But the result was worth it. That's what I mean.
And I had one aunt. I had one aunt that said, don't blow on it. You'll give it germs.
Germs. Oh, here we go with the germ story. The myths and the stories come from all the science.
Yeah.
Because what we ended up being given is all the bullshit from science. And all the true science has been hidden from us. And we've been given this load of bullshit to work with. Which is why I got involved with you doing the inner coil program, dropping the coil program in the first place. Because you're doing something with electric that is against the freaking grain. These pricks do not want Larry to do this.
But it's nothing new. What we're doing is in the stone reliefs from the Anunnaki.
Oh, I know that. I think that people follow the show. We have a little following, so the people that follow the show know the basic stuff like that about you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it doesn't hurt to repeat it, but, oh, yeah, we know this.
I'm just a freak.
Well, maybe so, but the stories that I've been told that turned out to be bullshit that led me to you are way weirder than the stories that you tell. And the results, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was laughing at Cowboy Tex.
Well, it was, okay, I'm using Rob as an example, too, because Rob's been going on the journey learning from you about the electrical stuff. So it's interesting to see from this, where I'm at, to where he's at, to where you're at. It's like a triangle. I don't mean it like anybody is, like, superior. It's just the... three points, and then we form this triangle. And Rob's in one position on it, and I'm in another, and you're at another.
Yeah.
Well, so far, it's been successful, I think. I've come out of it.
I've been dragging my ass on getting the coil done, but...
Let's go to the coil for just a little bit, Rob.
Okay.
Disregard everything that I've told you. Forget vortex math.
Okay.
Start at 12 o'clock on the outside equator of your donut.
Uh-huh.
Describe an arc that goes between that point around the coil to 180 degrees straight south of that first point.
Okay.
In the middle. When you get to that point on the center equator, turn the coil over and describe another arc that goes back to that beginning point.
Okay.
That will give you one circuit. Move around. Let's see, you're doing the six circuit coil. Move 40 degrees and describe your next arc. Move another 40 degrees and describe your next arc. That's your pattern. Follow that 9 wraps with one wire on each one of those, and then turn your coil over, turn your wire over, and do it exactly opposite again, 9 wraps. That's your six circuit coil.
Okay. So
describe an arc from top dead center to top dead center to the bottom dead center in the hole.
Okay. From the outside north point up and over around. Up and over, then down through the hole, around.
Right.
Back up.
Down through the hole.
Right. Down through the hole. Around clockwise, and then come back up at the 180 degree mark on the outside.
At the beginning point on the outside. You're describing a slow arc on one side to 180 degrees inside that hole. It'll be the bottom of the hole. If your coil is vertical rather than laying down, stand it up.
Uh-huh.
Top dead center on the outside equator to the 180 degrees on what would be the bottom of the donut hole. That describes a slow arc that takes half the side of the coil to get to it. Then flip it over, and from that center point, go back to the top in the same slow arc.
That's starting to make more sense.
It's a whole lot easier than having you plot it with vortex math. That takes years to figure out.
Well, I got the video that you gave me that says how to plot a 9x9.
Yeah.
That's easy enough to do.
This is a 9x18.
Right.
That only means that one side is one unit and the other side is two units. It's just the ratio. Because all your four-sided things would be parallelograms rather than squares or rectangles.
Right. Okay.
That'll make it easier to understand, I think. But remember, when you pull that wire off the reel, that's polarized in a specific direction.
Right. I got that part. I've got that.
That's important.
I've got that figured out. Let me just look at this picture here and see if I can understand, Allie, what you're talking about. So that starts, let's see, that's going up and over and right down to the middle. And so that continues around and back. That's exactly what I thought. See, I was telling you this. That's three.
And I just wasn't understanding it.
Yeah, yeah. That's that pattern starts at, okay, due north, number 0 point, 0 degrees, whatever. Comes around, goes straight to, yes, to the bottom of the donut hole.
Yeah.
And then back around to the top. So that's one wrap around and through the donut.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to say. And you got three of those. And each one of those is actually two circuits, one going one direction, one going the other direction.
Exactly.
Got it. That makes so much more sense.
I have a bad time explaining things to people. I think everybody knows everything I do.
Yeah, especially when you're trying to just describe it in words and not. But now that I've got this picture and you've described it that way, because the whole 147 thing, that's for something else. It's got to be for something else, because that's not how this thing is working.
Okay.
I mean, it may have worked to plot the path, but that is it's not wrapping through the hole three times, which is what I've got.
Okay.
It's not doing that. It's not anywhere close. You've got, it's the same pattern, but it's done in a different way.
Yeah.
You've got. See, I would call this a three circuit coil. Technically.
Well,
in my mind, this is three circuits. Each one of those is actually two wires to complete one circuit, one going one direction, one going the other way based on polarization. And so you've got three circuits of two wires each.
You could describe it like that, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And you got four leads on each one. So you've got actually 12 leads coming off this thing?
12 leads, six circuits.
So you've got you could call that six circuits, but I see three circuits.
Yep. But so
you're going to have three major magnetic fields.
Yes.
Those, you know, even though you've got two circuits on each one of those wraps, that's one magnetic field composite.
And with the space in between it, that gives those magnetic fields from each individual wire interacting with one another a space to grow. You have mutual induction between those two sets of wires.
Right.
The empty space gets more narrow as you get toward the hole in the donut. That is compression of the magnetic field. As the wire goes around the donut, around the ring part, that also creates a compression inside the ring. That magnifies the magnetic field.
Right. I can see it now. I can totally see it looking at your picture, which you just described, starting at top dead center. If you hold the donut up upright.
Mm-hmm.
In a vertical position.
Yep.
And it's a gradual arc around to the center of the hole on the bottom.
Right.
And then a gradual arc back around to the top. It's one wrap through the donut hole. I said those words. That when I, it's only going through the hole once. I see it. I can see it right there. Each circuit is going through the hole one time. And that's two circuits per wrap, what I'm calling a wrap.
Yeah,
that makes it a lot easier, other than getting that arc just right. That's
what the vortex math is all about.
Yeah,
getting that arc right.
Yeah.
But if you just lay your wire on it, start out with string, lay your string on it, and describe that arc. Look at it and see that it goes smoothly from top down into the center of that donut hole.
Well, having the picture to go by, I can match. I can match that.
Yeah.
At least to a certain degree.
Yeah. Now for the rest of the folks out there, this is simply one style of coil that in our experiments we found that this particular pattern produces the highest amperage that you can get out of a coil that we have found so far. We've got a bunch of different styles of coils now that all do different things, but this is the one that produces the highest amount of amperage, and it's 10 times more than the wire is rated for without burning the wire up.
Right. So
every coil will do something.
Because I've been mulling this over and trying to make this work with your 147 formula.
Yeah.
And that ain't that. And this donut picture I'm looking at, just that, no.
It didn't work, yeah.
That just don't add up, man. Does not compute. I'm glad you said that, because now that makes sense. And I'm not fighting what I was taught, as opposed to what I'm looking at. So that gives me a little incentive to get off my ass and do something about it.
I did start
to print another donut with the ABS plastic.
Oh, cool.
But it warped. I guess ABS is real finicky. It'll warp if it cools too fast. And so I either need to build an enclosure for my printer to keep the heat in, or wait till it's warmer out. And because I've got it in my back room there, there's no AC. So once it gets warm enough out, I think I'll be able to print one without it warping on me.
I know zero about printers and printer programs.
Well, that's just a property of the ABS. Filament, plastic.
Yeah.
You don't run a cooling fan on it, and if there's any kind of breeze or anything, that's why they say they recommend you have an enclosure to keep any type of breeze from blowing on it, to cool it.
Put it in a washing machine box.
Yeah, basically. I've got a box. That I can use for it, but it's been getting chilly at night here, so I'm just kind of holding off till it.
Same here. Chilly. We're not supposed to get summer till this weekend.
Yeah, so we just had our first 80-degree day yesterday, I think. And
nice.
It's just about to hit 80 right now. It's 79 degrees outside.
Wonderful.
So yeah. So yeah, well that gives me some incentive to pick this thing back up. I think I'll just go ahead and rip all this wire back off this other one and start over with it.
Good.
So
I wanted to get that in before we quit today.
Yeah.
And the folks out there doing the coils, the very, very most important thing that you can do is keep your wires from crossing one another.
Yeah.
Don't cross the magnetic field in anything other than 90 or 180 degrees. If you do, you're bucking your field. You will create, and don't have any gaps between your wires. Let me give you a little formula here. The gaps between your wires cause what they call eddy currents. Eddy currents cause what they call hysteresis. Hysteresis is heat loss. The more heat that you produce with your coil, the more amperage it draws to operate.
Yeah.
The more amperage it draws to operate, the more expensive it is.
Right.
Just keep that in mind. That's my sermon for the day.
That's good policy. Pam. Moose girl, I'm sorry. Poor Moosey, she's having a hard time.
Flash, where you go? Get your finger out of
right here. Hey, don't wake me up. I was taking a nap. I was reading. Yeah, Moose, I understand. But I'm not home to where I can see it face to face. It's different from here, looking on.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to where I'm from, though.
It's
like you guys live in the communist country.
There's a lot of people that are really having a hard time right now.
Sounds like Germany.
It's bad.
Okay,
like I've said many times already, we're just now starting to see the ramifications of all this lockdown bullshit.
Oh, fuck yeah. You know?
It's just starting to show up.
I think the guy that defined essential ought to be hung.
Yeah, well, I think
it's essential to provide for your family one way or another.
Yeah, it is.
You think old Billary is ever going to pay for what he's doing? I don't.
Fuck,
no. I think the people that call history are corrupt, and they tell us a bunch of shit. It's
a bunch of lies.
Crap. Yeah, it's horrible.
His story.
Oh. I thought you said, here's the story.
No.
Flash heard, here's the story, and he muted out, was waiting to hear a good story. Yeah. Now you got to come up with a story, Larry.
Once upon a time.
But that's truly what it truly is. I've told this story on the radio before. I had this job as a construction worker, and one of the jobs had girls on it, and because they could paint better than men.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, but we all knew each other, and there was conflicts. So I'm bitching at my buddy that's running the crew, and he's a big shot guy. And he looks at me when I'm done talking, and he says, "Lou, there's your side." And then he's screwing the girl, and he says, and then there's her side, and then there's what really happened. So I got to figure somewhere between the two of you is the truth, but
it
doesn't really matter. So now I got to put you on a tile job because I can't have this kind of shit going on.
Right.
His story was written by the winners.
But the lesson learned is, because it's just what I'm going to tell you. How do you know what happened?
Yep.
I can tell you whatever I want to, man. I'm in control, baby.
And the moral of the story is don't rock the boat or you'll get fired.
Oh.
That's it.
I rock the fucking boat all the time. All the fucking time.
Yeah. That's why you got to
on here.
I'm so disgusted with this fucking pandemic hoax fucking game these cunts are playing with me that I don't even hold back anymore.
Yeah.
Me and the kids were out smoking the other day. They agree with me. They know what the fuck I'm talking about. But, yeah, I told them. If you don't want to know, don't bring it up.
Exactly. If you don't want to know, don't ask me.
I'm from the great America.
I'm not going to
hold back. But the generation that I'm talking to didn't grow up with the great America. They grew up with the one that they got now.
Yeah.
Because it's been like that for years. It's very bad.
Yeah.
When I went to England in the 90s, and I was from America, sometimes that was some hot shit. Just because, you're from the States was enough to be, hey, I want to talk to you.
When I was going to school, we were between first and third all the time in science and math. Now we're 30th. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then, anyway, the stuff that we were being taught was mostly based on bullshit anyhow.
Yep.
As it turns out, medicine, politics, law. Oh, that law, what do you call it, the bar? Wow. I found some links
recently that just have a better way of expressing how this stuff translates in a better fashion than I do. Because if you don't believe, you know, if you believe the government has got your back, then you're never going to believe what I say.
What does BAR stand for? I only know the first two. British Admiralty what?
British Accreditation Registry.
Registry.
Yeah.
Okay.
British Accreditation Registry.
And that means that when you go to the Admiralty Court, you're being represented by a dipwad. And you're a dipwad.
By somebody that's versed in maritime law.
But you they're playing the part.
Esquire is a title of nobility.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why wouldn't I know that?
I don't know.
I never had a dog named Esquire. Just give me a hard time.
So I got bored today.
5 minutes to go on the show, too.
So I put a hazmat suit on and went around chalking a big red X on random people's driveways.
You liar. You could
do
that.
That's the meme Cowboy Tech posted in there.
I love it.
You could do that.
If
today,
you're really bored, is something you could do is put a hazmat suit on and go around writing big red X's on people's driveways with chalk.
Yeah, because...
Watch people fucking pack their shit and move to the hills, man.
The truth of this is too much to believe.
Oh, man. Yeah. That was funny. Thank you, Cowboy Tech, for that. That was a good
one. Yay, Cowboy Tech.
Grim says, that'd get you shot around here. Go around chalking up for people driving.
Yeah. Yeah, here too. Probably.
Yep. Yeah.
And probably bit by a dog or two.
Yep.
Yeah. So
things that people do.
Life is so boring in Denmark. Oh.
Yeah. Well, you're up there at the end of the world, too, so.
Yeah, we're up on a coast.
Yeah.
Denmark has functioning free energy machines.
Yeah.
Tell us all about it, Larry.
Yeah.
A young gentleman I know in his early 20s, his grandfather owned a generating machine museum, and he has refurbished those machines from like the 1800s, the early 1800s,
uh-huh.
And they're producing free energy now.
Wow.
In this
Where
museum.
Is that?
All I know is it's somewhere in Denmark.
Huh. We need to find that out and send Flash, our roaming intrepid reporter, to go and bring us a story.
Absolutely.
Plus, I have Danish contacts that speak the language.
Yeah.
This young man speaks English. Thank goodness.
Well, plus, on top of it, though. But
yeah,
saying
plus
that,
you've got Danish speaking help.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. I'd love to see you do that, Flash.
I'll
see if I can't get his general location.
Flash says no.
I know I can get the museum location.
Cool.
No, but I'm okay with receiving, but I'm not good with going anywhere. I'm pretty much in my little hobbit hole. Don't tell me what to do, Mr. Status.
I said don't be a wuss.
I said, boy,
go grab
I slapped the ugly off
get you, out
son.
Of your bubble.
Fuck you. I've been staying right in my bubble. And I paint my bubble any fucking color I like. You don't.
You rainbow child.
No. But, you know, hey, it's always fun to do a dropping a coil with you guys. So,
yeah, it is. It's a good time.
Yeah, it is.
And I tried to keep some interesting notes to go along with the show. I'll send those to Grim there.
Okay. Yeah.
And,
I'll get the file ready and uploaded here shortly.
Right. But I'm sending him the notes, so he'll already have them. You don't have to worry about it.
Cool.
That way you can close out with the peace of mind knowing that this was a job well done.
Yeah. Another successful dropping of the coil.
I just want to leave y'all with one thought now, just like Red Green says, if your wife can't find you handsome At least she can find you handy.
Ouch.
That'll work.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Larry, and thanks, Rob. It's fun.
Always fun, guys. Bye.
All right.